Joining me now via Skype from Kabul, Afghanistan, to discuss Secretary John Kerry's trip is Reuters State Department correspondent Arshad Mohammed. So first, it seems that there's two sets of problems that Kerry and the Afghans are trying to tackle on the domestic side. They've got economic problems, political problems, and then they also have the big, giant security concerns with the Taliban, which is now heading into its 15th year.
That's exactly right. On the political side, the problem essentially is whether the current national unity government between President Ghani and so-called Chief Executive Abdullah can continue on beyond what's widely believed here to be the end of its two-year kind of mandate in September. The security problems are well known. The Taliban has been resurgent over the last year. The fighting season is about to start again. And the U.S. government is planning to cut the number of its troops to 5,500 from 9,800 toward the end of this year.
So what happens on that political front? Come September, does that mean the government dissolves or collapses?
Well, there's a lot of ambiguity about what exactly happens. What Kerry today said, and he's the person who brokered the agreement that created the unity government, was that from his point of view, it doesn't need to end, or it doesn't end in 2 years, that there's no specific termination date. What he's essentially, and what U.S. officials are really trying to do here, is to get the Afghan politicians, not just Ghani and Abdullah, but also the opposition politicians, associated with former President Karzai, to try to work out some kind of an agreement to keep the government going beyond September. That's especially important because in October, aid donors are going to meet in Belgium and decide how much aid to give Afghanistan, and they're not going to want to give money if it isn't clear that there's an established government in place that'll spend the money wisely.
Secretary Kerry had almost a similar trip in Baghdad. There, the common foe is ISIS.
That's right. We were in Baghdad yesterday, and again, he's trying to push Iraqi politicians to achieve consensus. In the case there, it's really trying to figure out how to craft a cabinet for the Iraqi government that enough of the politicians can live with. You need to have, in general, a functioning, somewhat cohesive government to prosecute the war against the Islamic State militants in Iraq or against the Taliban here in Afghanistan.
When you're on these long plane rides with him and you have access to the secretary, do you ever see his optimism waning? When you think about this, thousands of American lives have been lost. It's been now 15 years. We've spent probably a couple of trillion dollars in both Iraq and Afghanistan. And here we are in situations where both of these countries and parts of them are completely lawless still.
You know, my impression is that most secretaries of state are almost congenitally optimistic because that's part of their job. Their job is to try to find ways to solve problems. We do see Secretary Kerry on the plane off the record sometimes. I can't talk about that. But most secretaries of state I've covered, and I've covered four now, tend to be looking for solutions rather than wringing their hands over the problems.
All right. Arshad Mohammed from Reuters joining us today via Skype in the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your time.